breakout tournament begins tonight, man. We got the Genius of the Sky, Io Shirai. She's my new favorite female wrestler, man. Oh, she's fire. Let's go. Yeah.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz...
Hey, Herbie.
Wow.
Mm. There it is.
So I got the Get Fresh crew with me, man. Listen, oh, he remembered the gavel for once. Finally. Man, that's gym control, man.
That's just
that
before the show.
Yo, I'd like to welcome everybody, all the peoples in the chat across the world and whatnot, to the NXT at Buzz at the show. Man, I'm your boy, Evan T. Mac. But I am not alone. I am with the Get Fresh crew, like I said. I'm going to start to the far left, to the Polish man.
Right.
Chiseled jaw, coiffed hair, V-neck. Yo, Jim, RealTalker.com, say something in Polish for these people out here, man.
Witam, witam wszystkich moich fanów z Polski. Jak tam? Jestem twój najlepszy.
Hey, bilingual up in here.
Yeah, man.
And maybe I'll be like today at an audition. I feel good about it. I might be like a model slash, you know, print model.
Oh, I can dig it. Yo, Flobo, say something in Ebonics.
You got me hot right now. It's crazy. Yo, what's going on, Flobito? Flobito.com, because I say it every week, so glad to be here. Ebonics free with my intro, because I was not going to perform on camera.
Oh, you didn't want to do it. Dang, get no song and dance.
Cannot believe.
Yo,
say something about it.
Yo,
you're speaking too, man. Come on.
Yo, and that's my girl, man. Hardest working in Los Angeles. My girl, TK Trinidad. What's good, girl?
Wow, what's going on?
That's my girl. See what I'm saying? Everybody has different languages and stuff like that. Yo, shout out to Dylan, the real YT, DJ Seth, what's good? Uncle Murph, what's really good?
Oh, my goodness. Uncle Murph in the chat,
yo,
though.
Yo, Dan, what's good, man? Rocky Empire, what's really, really good? Mm-hmm. Reed, Charlene.
Did you have somebody shout out?
Who, me?
Bosa, yeah. Baby boy, what's good?
Hey, boy, what's okay. up?
Anthony,
oh,
what's
shout
good?
Out my sister. By the way, you know what? She asked for a shout-out. She's a huge fan of yours, TK.
Oh, is she really?
Yeah.
It took
she's
you
she's
long
watching
to
live. I think she's like, I'm always on the chat. I'm like, I don't know. I don't know.
Oh, really? That's cool. What's your sister's name?
Sophie.
Shout-out to Sophie.
What up, girl?
I think I do see her on the chat.
Darnay's Key, what it do? Right. I haven't seen you on the chat before. I appreciate you for being here.
Shout-out to Barry Mack.
Yo, what up, speaking of shout-outs, you guys. Ryan, the producer in the booth.
Crap.
Oh,
one of the best.
You know, when we were throwing up Flobo for his intro today, he mentioned a little website that he plugged the last time he was on NXT After Show.
Well,
we there was a little bit of a controversy that maybe you had never mentioned this website.
He has not.
I have.
So we cut a little video together.
Look, man.
To maybe put the matter to bed. So here it is.
Oh, thanks.
Flobito, where can they find
you? I'm at Twitter, @FloboBoy. It's on Instagram, @Flobito, Flobito.com, and my comedy album,
American Flobito.com? Wait, hold on, wait, what?
Flobito.com.
That's right.
Nice, man. That's even weird I say this.
You didn't say your website?
Flobito.com, 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 Flobito.com. Every week I say this. Every week. Okay. My special American for now is not available.
Oh, my goodness.
So check out Flobito.com.
It's real.
So two things. One, I need new t-shirts. And two, I do the same every week.
The proof is in the pudding.
I mean, can you play that again?
Please.
We could totally play that again.
Flobito, Flobito.com, and Flobito.
Thank
you
so much. I apologize for being dead wrong about this. Flobito, where can they find
you? Evan's on my Twitter, @FloboBoy. It's on Instagram, @Flobito, Flobito.com, and my comedy album, American
Flobito.com.
Flobito.com.
You didn't say your website?
Flobito.com, 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 and Flobito.com, 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 Flobito.com. Every week I say this.
The exact same tone.
However, If you look at my facial expressions, that's usually when I start tuning out, so I probably legitimately did not hear it. I'm literally yawning and stretching and doing all types of things, so my bad.
DJ, I appreciate it.
I just have a reason. I was not on any one clip only, so I wasn't a witness to any of this.
Check out Flobito.com.
No, you put a lot of work into it. It's actually a really good, very lovely website.
Oh, yeah. It's legit.
You just have
Ebonics free.
Real talk.
Ebonics free. But, no, so listen, the breakout tournament begins tonight. And I thought it was amazing, to be honest with you, man. Man, Angel Garza, my new dude, by the way. This is my new cat.
For real?
This dude's box office, man.
Okay.
Let's get his name right.
Angel.
Listen, I say it like I say it. I'm American. We butcher things up. We say things terribly. We destroy the English language.
The thing you don't know that makes you feel American. That's right. We mess it up.
We mess it up and we stand by. Yeah. Angel. But, and he even called himself Angel too. Stop it, Jim. Listen, and the boy. Oh, what's the other cast name? Oh, y'all was digging him too.
Wild.
Yeah.
Green Wild.
Great match. Classic match. Amazing match. Gave these guys something to see. I think it was a great opening match. People did not know what to expect from this match because he didn't know these guys. Some people know, but you know it's that little tiny group of people that know. Mm-hmm. But most people didn't know. I didn't know. And this Angel Cat, this dude's box office, man.
Okay,
this dude's
sure.
body. He already had his characters already polished. Middle of the match, he takes off his pants. Middle of his. What the hell?
Jim disagrees.
He didn't say his name right properly. I mean,
he called himself Angel. This joke would be better if he didn't do that. He called himself an angel. Did he not?
We had a fan of him?
He did.
All right.
No. But no.
What are we talking about?
It's Angel, okay? I'm going to pronounce it.
I'm not even Latino, but I'm
like doing it the authentic way.
Polish and Spanish today.
So me and Angel are wrong, huh?
I guess so. Say your own name wrong.
Jim's always right.
Since he's not polished, please tell me why that guy's not polished.
No, listen. Both were good in-ring workers.
Great.
I mean, they put on a hell of a match.
Yeah. What the hell's the problem?
What's the difference between them and 205 Live guys?
A lot.
Like what? Mm. Then they're high flyers.
Do you see the size of that dude?
Yeah, they're small.
What?
And it was a 207.
He just missed 205 Live by 2 pounds.
Man,
so.
I think your perception of who's big and small is really skewed.
No.
That dude is
listen,
up.
Doesn't matter. It's like
it don't matter.
There's only a few small guys that can get over. Honestly, we already
Angel Garza. He's gonna be one of them.
Adam Cole. We had Gargano.
Three weeks ago, you didn't even think none of them were over.
Because everyone left NXT.
So someone's got to get over.
3 weeks ago, you did not like either one of them and say they were not over.
I still don't.
Oh, you can't have it both ways, man.
No, but they're over. Listen, they're over. Like I always said on NXT, someone's got to be at the top, right? When you eliminate everyone, you got to get some guys to the top. And Riddle and Dream are still too fresh in a way to get there. But I mean, Adam,
get to the top of NXT.
How many small? What is this like? What is this bar wrestling now?
I just want to put a disclaimer out there to the world and Jim Alexander. The average height for a man is 5'9".
That's true.
Oh, I just want you to.
That's disappointing.
100%.
That's disappointing.
For all the men out there that doesn't understand this, men aren't typically 6 foot and above. They're just not.
True.
I am literally considered abnormally tall for the average. I'm 6'5".
Oh, yeah.
You people think there's 6'5" people walking around here?
Around me.
So, seriously, listen. People that hang around athletes, their perception is skewed because they're just normal human beings are not that tall.
Yeah, true.
5'9". So, Jim, what the hell are you talking
about? That's disappointing
about?
To know if that's the case. Well, sorry to all of you out there.
Jim?
6 foot, at least.
Just 6 foot. No, he's 3 inches.
He said, "At least what?"
Hey, 6 foot, and this is me being like with no shoes on and everything. And like I'm straight up 6 foot for real.
Zeno Hour just dropped the knowledge.
What?
Angel is 6 foot tall.
Yeah, he's 6 foot two.
The argument is just been torpedoed. He's your exact height.
Tiny. For a wrestler, it's a different. I'm not a wrestler.
I think it's a difference.
I'm not a wrestler, so you know what I mean? That's another thing. If you're a wrestler, you need to look the part. And these guys are small. Listen, they can work. They can work. I will give them credit. They're hell of a workers. They're high flyers. They're fun to watch, but they're not getting over.
Most of the matches on the mat.
Well, okay, I guess that they can work, but they're first of all, their characters need work. They're very amateurish.
Just starting out.
That's what I say. They're amateurish.
Get in here, man.
I'm just listening to this and put myself in the corner. Go ahead. Go ahead, place it in the corner.
Corner, bro. Listen, all I will take over the corner. I own this corner. And here's the thing.
A generation ago, the guys were big. Everyone said WWE was a land of giants. But what happens is perception has shifted. These guys are 6 foot tall where they can go.
That's a problem now. And that is the problem with wrestling now. Small guys will not get over. look at the dirt sheets. Why Vince McMahon loves my boy? Okay, it's been described not only because of his good looks that you TK have knowledge that, and we all know Baron Corbin. The women love Baron Corbin.
I've been told on Twitter no longer to agree with you anymore, so I'm not going to be agreeing with you anymore.
Women love Baron Corbin, and look at the size. When you put a Baron Corbin and you put one of these chicken nuggets, who is a star?
Okay,
when you look
at that. So we have Wild and we have Garza. How was that match as itself? Because the breakout tournament.
The match was good. The match was. Good,
then what the hell are we talking about?
You're not box office.
Sophie's your sister.
Yeah.
How do you deal with them, Sophie?
But this is the beauty part about life. This is what I love about life. Okay. One of us gonna be right. And one of us gonna be wrong.
Yeah.
When time moves on, and this dude's box office, I don't want to hear nothing.
What's your definition of box office for them?
Think about it. This dude already has a character, and he just stopped inserting to the breakout tournament. He already has a character.
Sure,
it's already there.
Mm-hmm. What's his character?
That's how you cannot even be arguing with me right now. If you don't even know what his character is, if you don't know his character,
did you saw the promo he cut? How weak it was.
That was a better promo.
I can cut a better promo telling people to subscribe to the show than he did tonight.
I bet you could.
Straight up.
Yeah, right now, do it.
To all of you small guys, 5'9", below and above, we welcome you on this show. We need your subscriptions and love. We show you this love. It might not come from me because I would hope you'd be taller. But subscribe to our show, comment, and tell us why a wrestler at 5'9 is really going to be box office.
6 feet tall.
Join in on this conversation, please.
He's your height.
How tall is Jericho?
Exactly. You see what I'm saying?
I am not a wrestler. If I can get over these guys, they ain't box office.
You
okay?
Think you could be Angel?
No.
I mean, I don't have the skills in mind, but I
promise you could.
So if you're listening to this and you can't see what's going on right now, subscribe to us on iTunes, comment there also, and I will respond with the right answer as I always do. Thanks for subscribing.
One of us going to be right. One of us going to be real wrong.
I can't lie. I saw a promo on Jim's part. You know, subscribe today. How do you guys know about Joaquin Wilde and his little, like, Muhammad?
Goofy.
His Ali, that light-up thing.
We'll see. Like I said, he came out with something.
There's
people in the biz as in NXT that still don't even have a character.
Right. That's absolutely true. And I feel like that to me, he was more telling that
last month, Jim, right or wrong, you were on the fence with Riddle. And how are you now? Right or wrong?
Not last
when
month.
When I told you he was box office, what are you saying now?
Listen, I think he's one of the most legitimate guys they have right now. But
stop making my point.
But Riddle actually has a look. Okay, but I told you his gimmick needs to drop.
But
his gimmick needs to drop. He has a look. He has the body. He has the size. He's got
you
the wrestling
with any
talent.
Of that. You weren't with any of that a month ago.
His gimmick. All he needs to change for him to be a star in a main roster. He's over at NXT. But these guys,
I don't know. I mean, if we talk about Matt Riddle, if you look at his gimmick and his character compared to everyone else, it's the thing that makes you stand out is being different.
Yes.
So the problem with Drew McIntyre is he looks like the stereotypical wrestler.
Looks like a Hercules. Okay.
Right. He's been in the boudoir many times. Yeah. I already said he's a nice guy. However, he could be lumped in the group of guys who look like the wrestlers,
100%.
And that's why he's not getting the box office.
Well, he can cut promos. He has all the other skills that's needed to be a star.
He's not a star.
He's not.
Yeah, he is a star. Mac, you're going to go say that Drew McIntyre is not a star?
TK makes a good point.
Is this the indie crowd taking over the world finally? Is this something I'm missing here? Am I the only one left on an island? Because everyone wants whoever they see.
Not everyone can be 6'5", 270 pounds.
It's time to get out of the basement and see what's out there in the wrestling world.
I don't think that way at all. I think taste is just changing, man. We're just tired of seeing hosses.
But why do you want to see someone that looks like you?
Do you want
to see me trying to get over in WWE?
No,
like, I'm in the ring.
Do anything in the public.
Jim Angel's big.
Please.
He said we don't want to see you, Eddie, doing anything.
Please. Yeah, you know you do.
Here's the thing. Like, the problem with Drew McIntyre is that he can't find the right character that, like, even though they're pushing him, it's like they're holding back because they can't fire the right character for him to hold the belt, for him to sustain an audience.
Sure.
So he's not box office. I think he could be box office, but they haven't quite found it.
He is box office. He has all the tools. These guys don't have all the tools.
How do you know?
because I saw it tonight.
I'm telling you for a fact.
They can get better in a promo.
Do you think Kevin Owens is box office?
Yes.
But he's not stereotypical wrestler.
I know, but he's got all the he's got star qualities. That's sure. the thing. He's got star qualities on a mic. He's
let me
he's
fix my
great.
Hair. I can't do right now.
Whatever. I'll run the show by myself and tell you why this is completely crazy to think that any guy
that can wrestle. Next week, I'll let you sit right in this chair. You're still going to be wrong. In this
any guy that can wrestle, you guys, things are stars. Any small guy that can wrestle.
That's not true.
I do think Kevin Owens is box
just because they're good in a ring doesn't mean that they're box office. Box office is a star.
I just gave you three reasons why he's good. He already has a character already.
He can't even say on hell properly.
But the thing is, he didn't want to. He could have, but he didn't.
What about
he's
that
the
promo?
Second coming of Alberto Del Rio already.
Oh, hell
already.
No.
He already is, bro. I'm
Alberto Del Rio has an aura and essence
one
about
of us is
going to
be right.
This
one of us is going to be right, and one will be
listen,
wrong.
This is, this is not Florida cutting promos in Performance Center.
Yeah, well, I'm going to move on from this,
okay,
bro.
So wait, hold on. He jacked your boudoir, so you jacked my gal. What is going on?
What do you mean? What did you do in Vegas? You're like a whole new Flobito after your birthday. This is going on.
Unbelievable.
Okay.
Yo, Angel, I got you, bro. It's all good, brother.
Yeah, I don't.
It's all good, brother. Because I know talent when I see it. Some of us don't.
Mm. He's got talent. He's not a star. There's a difference here. I'm not acknowledging he doesn't have talent. The guy is, they were great. He pulled off some awesome moves off the top rope.
Interesting.
He can work in a ring.
Rey Mysterio.
Daniel Bryan, 5'10". Not a star? 5'10", not a star?
Listen. Aura.
He wasn't even over until a chant
presence.
Came. He wasn't over.
Aura and presence.
CM Punk, not a star.
Major star. What do you mean?
What the hell are we talking about?
But look at CM Punk's promos. Look at CM Punk's
promos. So now we're talking about just promos.
No, promos are a huge essence of making box office.
You're all over the place.
No,
because CM Punk is a little guy. He's a little guy.
He's not a little guy.
The hell he's not.
Not to these guys.
What?
These are 205. This dude just missed 205 line. Listen, if he didn't have a cheeseburger last night, he would have been on 205 line.
CM Punk is so small.
CM Punk is a small dude. CM Punk is a small dude.
He's
you just saying that because he's from Chicago, like you're from Chicago. Have some objectivity.
No, that dude in the match was from Chicago. And I'm not
Bosa
bringing him
says,
over.
Bosa says, let's get to Street Profits versus the Sun.
Please do.
What about it?
Street Profits, man, versus Forgotten Sun. Street Profits come out with their plastic cup, man. Forgotten Sons come out. Oney Larkin comes out there, shakes everybody down. I think they're going to do some kind of takeover thing, some kind of triple threat, some kind of six-man tag for the championship. Why not?
Yeah, why not? I always find that Oney Larkin is more like he's the guy that's the most fluid between brands, between 205 Live and the main roster and NXT. And only complains about that. It's kind of like, oh, he's just there. I mean, I'm not sure that says a lot about the branding or him as a competitor, that he can just float in between rosters and it's just like, oh, there's Oney Larkin. We're good.
Yeah.
But the match itself was pretty solid. I mean, the Street Profits are coming
to their
own.
It was quick, though.
It was quick, man. There's no way to go through a long, drawn-out match, especially with the main event we're getting tonight. It was almost takeover level, so they got in and got out.
I think it was takeover level,
yeah,
pretty much.
They got in and got out. It was fun.
Yeah.
Moving on. Anything to say, Jim?
Guys, fine. They garbage too. Street Profits, they garbage too.
Well, I mean, I didn't like their push, how they just got titles out of nowhere after jobbing.
Got titles out of nowhere?
It doesn't matter, but they weren't over.
There was Evolve.
That's the same thing when you're not.
This is crazy.
How did that happen? Kids.
They were
grandmas,
not winning.
Were
they were
the
jobbing every week. Yeah, they were appearing on the show, but they weren't winning.
When
they
came out, the entire crowd had plastic cups. What the hell
were
you talking
about? 2 months ago, a month ago, we were talking about them, how they're done. You were saying it yourself,
no,
Matt.
I'm not a fan of them. It doesn't mean I'm right. See, this is the difference with you and I.
Going for
the difference with you and I is I was wrong. I'm on the wrong side. They're over.
Yeah,
I just don't rock with them.
The reason he just wasn't a fan of certain things ethnically wise.
Do I ever say anything about their talent? No, Jim, just because, see, I could be wrong. See, you can't be wrong.
They have talent.
I was wrong.
They have talent. The point is that they weren't booked like they were any sort of champions at all.
But they were just grinding for years, you know.
They're just coming out there, putting over other guys. They're putting over guys all the time. So now suddenly they get the titles and
suddenly get
out of
nowhere.
I disagree. They had a run with Evolve as a tag team champ, and then
they wanted to be seen.
And you think there's the Viking Raiders experience, whatever.
Do you think there's enough tag teams in NXT? Because I think that's what the problem is. There's not enough.
There's enough.
Who?
There's enough.
Who?
How many? Who are the tag teams?
Who?
Where's Mustache Mountain? They're still there, right?
UK.
Okay,
but still,
what else?
They were part of the tournament. All those teams are part of the tournament.
No,
we lost Aleister and Ricochet.
I'm talking about now.
It's Bertrand Lorcan.
Why aren't the Forgotten Sons tag team champions?
Okay. The Forgotten Sons, Street Profits. One, two, three. That got top of my head.
See what I'm saying?
So far. Yeah.
That's it.
That's pretty much that.
So they're right.
They lost two tag teams, the Viking Raiders and that makeshift Ricochet.
Right.
And
so this is what I'm saying. What you're expecting champions. And what you want is the rise for them to go against different tag teams. The problem is there's not enough tag teams. So you're feeling like, okay, well, they haven't worked for it, but there's nobody for them to go against.
I mean, you still have the Undisputed Era if you want to put them in as tag teams.
That's
true. Right. But you have Undisputed Era, you can create the factions. You can create the fight against them. You still need somebody to have the championship. And I think because they've been grinding for so long, and on the mic they're good and their promos are good, is that why can't they have it?
Yeah. They could, but they should have built them up to it.
Yes,
that's
against
the problem.
All the other five imaginary teams that are not on NXT.
Right, correct. Built up.
Forgotten Sons were way better built and over than
you were.
They,
out
got,
of
they,
your
they
mind.
Are they yeah. are not over. No, no. one gives
no
a crap
one
about
crap.
Them.
That's when why they called Forgotten Sons.
Yeah. And when they put the, no, when they said they're going to put the title up, the crowd said no. When have you heard a crowd say no, they don't want to see a title match.
Yeah.
And ever.
Yeah.
They were like, no. Because they were afraid
they were going
to take the belts.
And we know how good those crowds are and how they dictate
Jim,
all the right
they
things,
pay the
right?
Bills.
You were in the crowd last week.
Exactly.
You were terrible.
I was chanting my boy. I was supporting stuff, and they weren't, okay? So I can say that.
But like I said before, like, I've never seen a crowd not want a title match because they were afraid they were going to give it to that team that they don't like.
Right.
The Street Profits are over at Full Sail. They're over other places, man. It's just facts, man. Mm-hmm. This is factual information. This is not an opinion. I just don't rock with them. That's just me. I'm on an island alone. They are over.
You got to build in order to make someone a legitimate
champion. You ain't been watching NXT long enough, man. I can tell because they were built. They were built up. You were not watching,
what
bro.
What have you done for me lately? That's that sort of thing, right? And for the last 5 months,
you let me know when you watch.
They have not been built.
You gotta watch the grind. If you weren't watching, then I can't help you, man. You weren't watching.
I was watching. I was doing the show.
But you shouldn't be telling me they weren't grinding. If that's the case, you would know they were grinding.
They were out there for a long time.
They were putting over everyone. Just because... What is your definition of grinding? Them showing up?
Look it up in the dictionary. Grinding!
No.
Just showing up and putting other guys over and suddenly they deserve the titles because they're putting everyone over.
No, wait. Typically on NXT...
You talking out your ass today,
bro.
For real, man.
We have four episodes. We have four episodes a month. Typically, 4 to 5 episodes a month. And for the mustache... What are they named? Mustache, whatever. We don't see them.
Ever.
We barely see them. And that's not because, you know... we're not seeing them all. That's a decision by WWE.
Yeah.
And the people that we do see, that means that they're close enough that eventually they're going to make it to the main roster compared to something that we see once in a while because they're not there yet in whatever capacity. Mm-hmm. So with Street Profits, we're seeing them at least twice or three times a month. Therefore, they deserve to be there. You're not saying...
Just show up and appear on camera.
Plus,
you're getting a title.
Plus, Jim, you're not at every house show. You're not at every traveling
event. I'm glad I'm not.
Because you don't know. You can't speak about stuff you don't know. You don't know the grind.
I know what I see.
Guess what? The things you don't see is what they're doing. They're grinding.
They said Jim is getting raped.
You need to sell it on screen when someone's watching. Right?
They have kind of like every time they're on the screen? Athleticism.
Again, losing matches.
Character.
Losing matches.
Promos.
Having others go over them. Yeah. How did they do in that tournament? They went far, right?
I don't know.
And that was right before they kind of handed in the titles.
Wow.
All right, then.
Move on. Fine, we'll move on.
We don't have to. If you have some more insight about the Street Profits, you please let me know. We don't got to move on. This is our
win
show.
Win some
this
matches
show.
Before you get titles handed to you. That's all.
Wow.
Everybody in the chat's like, I miss Donica, I miss Bill.
This is a dark day, man. It's a dark day when I'm agreeing, I'm caping up for the Street Profits.
Donica,
man.
Bill, oh, never heard
mercy.
Of
her. Yeah. Yo, the ladies trolling Mia Yim still. They're building something, I guess, with Leah and Mia Yim. They're still doing stuff. I don't know what they're doing with that.
The Vanessa Bourne and Leah promo?
I like Leah. Leah fine as hell. That's why
it totally makes sense, man. Since today was a midway point between now and the next takeover. So you have Yoshirai.
SummerSlam, right?
Yeah, and then we have Yoshirai. We'll get to that later. Mia Yim needs someone to defeat before she goes after Shayna Baszler. Why not do it, Leah and Vanessa Bourne? So have them teasing about, have a drawn out match, make it look like you're going to go over, then bam, Mia Yim is built.
Yeah, they got to keep building
They got to keep building Mia Yim. And you can't have her on every week.
And Bianca.
Well, I mean, yes. I mean, yeah. That's gone. That's my whole
purgatory
issue with that. But
I called it. You guys didn't believe it, though.
Yeah, I'll give you one, Jim. I'll give
but
you
here's,
one.
But here's the thing.
I'll give you one.
Here's the thing. It's like you're wondering that it might be purgatory, but it might be they're prepping her for something else.
Because I don't know, well, man. She,
by not here, showing her at all.
Here is my reasoning for it. If you look on the WWE website and the YouTube videos, they're showing that as far as athleticism, Bianca's the top of the pack as far as the females.
Sure.
And she has the mic skills, and she has the drive to do that. And she was close to the top. She went up against Shayna Baszler. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's like...
She was at the top, right, technically.
But that's what I'm saying. It's like either there's one of two things. Either she pissed somebody off, mm-hmm, or either they're prepping her. It's like they were going to do this, but they didn't want to move Shayna up. So they need Shayna to stay at the top, obviously,
right,
and they have a game plan for her. So it's like, look, roll back down to the bottom, but we have a game plan. Because sometimes that happens, or sometimes she'll
just disappear. If you had a game plan, you would have seen vignettes, you would have seen some sign
of
life.
No, because sometimes you don't see the wrestlers for a moment, and then they come back with a whole new gimmick.
That's true.
About Bianca, right? So she was a face against Shayna. There are no mid-card heels besides, you know, I guess.
Right.
She can't put nothing with her, but her character is pretty heelish. So what would you do?
Well, that's what I'm saying, though, because it's either we would have had Bianca go up against Shayna again and again and again, mm-hmm, and everybody would have got tired. So they had to give Shayna somebody else.
Right.
Right? Then they brought up Bianca and Mia Yim. So that was their way of bringing Mia Yim, because she was, you know, she was signed, I think, last year, October.
Yeah.
And we didn't see her for a while, and we saw her coming up this year. So that was the introduction of Mia Yim. So they're trying to build up the women's roster. So, and that's how, there's only an hour.
Agreed.
And and I don't know about everybody else, but when Bianca's not there, I know when she's not there,
mm-hmm,
right? So they can afford to not have her on because she's not a forgettable person.
Okay.
So I think that they have something prepared for her. For all the love that they give her on every single platform, whether it's social media, YouTube, whatever, it's either that she really pissed somebody off, which is highly unlikely.
Yeah.
She really pissed somebody off, or they're preparing her for something else. Like Shayna's gonna move up eventually. This is the game plan, and now they're preparing Bianca for another thing.
Is she a face in your eyes then, or is she a heel?
She does heelish things.
I mean, the whole undefeated gimmick that, you know, died out with Shayna.
Sure.
So then we saw her still for another 6 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
So now she has to come up. She could still be a heel, but she has to come up with something a little bit different because she can't keep saying undefeated because she's not undefeated.
Right. Absolutely.
So that's the only like glitch. But if we don't see her for a little bit and she comes back, it's not like she wouldn't be missed, but it's not like she's going to miss a step.
Agreed. Absolutely agreed. I just feel like without knowing, even though NXT, we people kind of like flop alliances all the time, without knowing Bianca where she's going, I don't know who her opponent's going to be. So.
I mean, I think, like I said before, her and me and Yim would be a good faction. Because, I mean, we'll get into the whole main roster, but even with Candice LeRae today, it was kind of weird. But I understand they're using Candice, which is fine. Like, I think they should use Candice. I think they need to use her more in a wrestling capacity.
Mm-hmm.
However, if they do a faction between Bianca and Mia Yim, that would work. Or they bring Bianca to essentially valet for her for the Street Profits, and then vice versa.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You're welcome, WWE.
I need some time.
Nikos Ricos versus the Keith Lee. I rock with Keith Lee, man.
Oh, for sure. I love
Keith
Lee.
But he's way better than I thought he was.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, he's been in the indie game for a grip.
He's really good.
He's not like a new wrestler. I know it's like this room's gotten real quiet. You okay over there, Jim?
What say you, Jim? Is Keith Lee trash as well because he came from the indies?
Yeah,
I mean,
he's big as hell.
That's an asterisk. But with Keith Lee, I think the guy's got... No, he's got the look. He just needs a better, different character.
No, he does.
Yes, he does.
Not.
He will it's not be over there. On a main roster the way it is. Like, ooh, happy-go-lucky. Sometimes
that's
has
Big E.
Yeah, that's what I mean. And how is that done for him?
You can't say who's not going to go over the main roster.
He needs to be
you
a
can't
mauler.
Say that. That's too big. He mauled the dude.
But he's coming out and smiles, doing poses.
And then he doesn't smile.
Get you over.
That's fine.
That doesn't get you over
you know,
as a top guy.
No, but here's the thing. Here's what you're... Here's
he's,
not what
he needs
you're,
a gimmick change. He's
no,
got
no,
other
no,
stuff.
No, he doesn't. Here's the what you're not understanding. With Keith Lee, he's a massive guy. Right?
Massive.
And massive guys, and I think Evan could speak to this, massive guys have to, when they're around individuals that are smaller than them, have to make them feel comfortable. Right? So it's either I'm gonna beat this guy down, and I'm gonna make everybody else around me feel comfortable. So he's a big teddy bear. He's gonna gravitate towards the women. He's gonna gravitate towards the kid. The men, they're gonna like him either way.
Sure.
Men will either like him or hate him, but they're gonna like him either way.
And you
but
put him against Drew McIntyre or someone like that, and he's gonna get over on the main roster.
He's big, dude.
Yes.
Not with a character. Mark Henry is built like Mark Henry.
Did you watch the match?
I did.
He mauled him.
Who did he maul?
He bone-dressed him.
Exactly.
The whole match was booked as a mauling match.
I know, but he needs to go over better guys. First of all,
he beat him in 37 seconds.
I think Keith Lee is solid, but I hate that theme music, man. I don't
think it's his track.
I like that theme music.
It's absolutely stupid.
I like it.
No, man. I said bad. Keith another thing.
I told you, some people recognize stars, other people don't. It's a thing, man.
Hold on, I'm agreeing with you at first, man. I love his moveset. I love his character.
Give me on the fence. Either agree or you don't agree.
I just hate his song. His song is dumb.
His song.
It shouldn't be him.
Why not?
Because it's off key, and two, it's not that good.
Weak.
But other than
it's
that,
like Gargano,
it's
his song.
I agree with you. I think the Usos did their own song. That one's okay. Day One is just a good. You can't tell. Basket My Glory versus Day One Ish. You tell me that is the same comparison.
Yeah, but
I'm not knocking people doing their own song. I'm not knocking anyone doing their own song. Mack gets his own music for this show.
Yeah, but
it's great. But his song is not that good.
But his song is essentially speaking to his character,
which is exactly the problem here, because his character is.
Isn't main event on a major roster. I agree with you guys. I like him.
Hey, there's a difference.
GM Joe Bosa is saying, next up, women's championship, Shayna versus Hiro Shiro. Bosa's on it. He's like, next up, we're moving
on. Bosa don't run this show. So when I'm ready to get to that, I'll get to that.
Oh, goodness.
We got 15 minutes. We can keep talking about this.
I think Keith Lee is gonna work over. I just don't think you understand, Jim, the big black man complex, and it's gonna work with a lot of folks.
Evidently not. And evidently how he was the most over I've seen NXT in months.
Yeah, he's starting to make
it. That crowd was going bananas.
When he first came on, I think the end of last year, people weren't feeling him because he didn't have that, all right, I'm nice to everybody else, but I'm going to pretty much desecrate the person in front of me.
But that doesn't add up. You can't be like a nice guy that mauls
people.
It just doesn't fit in with a character.
There's one right here on our table. You think Evan is nice to everybody?
Yes, you can. I'm not.
Evan ain't wrestling.
Okay, I'm not, but it's the same thing. It's the same mentality. That's what makes him so devastating. Because you're that guy you think is sweet. And then he comes up and he beats the brakes off you.
The short cast or something.
That's the thing.
And how's he going to cut promos? As what? As a happy-go-lucky guy and then, ooh, I'm bad.
But Jim, that's up to him, though. It's up to him.
Yeah.
Sure.
No, he's going to cut the promo.
But he needs to take an angle.
Like I said, one of us going to be right, one of us going to be wrong.
Yeah.
And Keith Lee's over, bro.
Keith Lee's a star.
I have not seen a crowd that hype over a dude in a while,
man. Look at Bobby Lashley.
Yeah, what about him?
Bobby Lashley looks great appearance-wise, and he has that I'm stern all the time, and nobody's feeling him.
Well, because we've seen so much of Bobby Lashley. He's been established over years in different wrestling companies. So that's a whole different thing.
Player, he has all the tools, though. Keith Lee has all the tools. Yeah. He's a big guy.
He does have the tools. He has got a great look. I mean,
he's not changing the gimmick, bro. That's his gimmick.
He has charisma for days.
And I can't be so arrogant as to say that's not going to get over the main roster.
It is
going to
get over the main roster. Once you get the kids and the women.
Period. We're done. Remember what they said about New Day?
He's going to be that over.
Remember they said New Day wasn't going to get over?
Where? Biggie didn't get over on his own. He got over with New Day as a group. That's a whole different thing.
That's the same thing with Xavier.
And yeah, people, they all got over
but
with
now,
each other.
But now the thing
Kofi was the most over single.
Here's the thing with good factions. If you know all of their names in a faction, you're doing a good deal.
We were talking last week about Keith Lee, and we agreed that he should have been in Shane's faction. Bring him into something like that, where he's like a bodyguard.
You said you weren't born with it, TK. I'm saying if you bring him over to the main roster, I think you would have to either.
He just doesn't come in as Keith Lee with the goofy music and try mauling guys.
Depends on who he goes against. I think he would get, if he were to come on with Shane, he's going to.
Lucha House Party? Cool. He can do that.
So you tell me if you see Keith Lee in the street right now, you think someone was sweet?
No, Jim said he's too small.
This is what characters are. You can make jokes all you want, but this is what you're not, because you're not being honest. Because it's characters. Characters are supposed to
translate. Have I ever not been honest with my opinions or thoughts on this show?
Why are you looking at the camera?
But listen,
because I'm telling to the world.
Check it out though. But if Keith Lee rolled up on you, would you be cracking jokes? Because you should be. Because if his character's goofy, then you crack jokes.
But this is make-believe versus real life.
See,
you
this is what I'm talking about.
Make-believe
no,
versus
that's
real life.
What wrestling is. That's what it is.
Listen, as like I said, he's got the physical look. And
you answer my question. You wouldn't do that.
If he, as big as he was playing a serious thing, we'll have another Lars Sullivan situation. I'm supposed
he could be a Lars like.
No, what I'm trying to say is he doesn't have to do that. He can play that. He can play that same jingle music, and if he rolled up on you, you wouldn't be cracking jokes.
I wouldn't.
I'd be like, yeah, bro, what's going on? How you doing? How you doing, man?
Yeah.
You wouldn't be like, yo, music's trash.
If it's me or if I'm Drew McIntyre.
Amazing.
Thank you. Yeah. It goes both
or
ways.
Someone like that.
That's a dangerous man. A man that can hug the kids and still beat the brakes off you.
Fair, I agree.
That's dangerous.
That's selling. That's selling t-shirts.
Thank you. He's booking my
I don't
God.
Think that sells on his own unless he's part of a faction or something.
There's only one way to find out. One way to find out, man. Because when he's over and he has a title around his waist. It doesn't matter.
Well, it does matter. Because we're talking
According to you, he can't get anything.
According to you.
Listen, he can make it to the main roster with this, but he ain't getting over. He's going to be putting over guys.
Nah.
Okay.
With this gimmick.
Okay.
If he changes it, he can go farther.
As far as that gimmick, who else on the main roster has that gimmick?
No one really, but we've seen a Big E sort of thing. Or
he's not Big E.
No.
But Big E before New Day.
Not even that. He's not even
Big
that.
Big E Langston was way different.
Way different.
Way different.
Way different. This dude is something different.
Else?
It's not going to get over. It's just not. You can't have a solo act like that unless you're part of a faction that you have others part of it too. Like the New Day in a lot of ways, because they're all goofy, happy-go-lucky, and yet they can, you know, do some damage in a ring. But they're a faction. As a solo guy, that's just not going to
get
over.
Yeah, but here's the thing. In the New Day, because the New Day, I think maybe, who's the tallest? Kofi? The New Day, Kofi's probably, 6 feet?
Probably.
Xavier's like 5'10", something like that, right?
Yeah.
Keith Lee is bigger than the whole New Day, right?
No question.
And
that's why you can do more with him.
Yes, but that's what I'm
with
saying.
With a different gimmick.
If you bring Keith Lee on with that gimmick, that's going to work. His mic skills are on point.
Stay on.
He can clown and also beat the brakes off you.
Beat the brakes off you.
That's what's going to make the difference. Because the thing is...
When has the clown gimmick gotten over a guy to the world title picture on his own? Part of a faction. When was a clown gimmick ever worked to a point where you got a champion?
Now you're talking about two different things. You're talking about getting the championship, and then you're talking about getting over. Those are two different things.
Yeah.
Because you can get over and not get the championship. Look
Correct.
At Braun Strowman.
You guys find success for him being maybe a mid-card champion at best.
What's wrong with that?
We already talked about
that.
Not everybody can be LeBron James. Some people have to sit on the bench.
What's wrong with mid-card? They need somebody in mid-card.
What you guys are telling me, this guy's potential to be a top star, right?
That is a top star
potential.
In the industry.
Here's what I'm telling you.
If
he goes to the main roster, he's going to be selling t-shirts.
Sure.
And say he doesn't get a belt. If he's selling t-shirts that people are feeling him, that means he's going to get more airtime and he's going to get more play and his more longevity in his career with WWE. That's what we're talking about. We're not talking about somebody who comes over and almost like an E3, he comes over, he looks the part, and then we never see him. This is what I'm talking about. We're talking about longevity.
If your goal is selling t-shirts, sure.
That's
I guess
Do you know how much
some.
Money people make on merchandise? You know how many people who don't have
we're
any shirts?
We're talking about stars here.
No, he's a star.
We're talking about multiple streams of income.
There's only two major titles on the main roster. Not everyone can have that title at all the points in time.
Absolutely.
You need mid-carders. You need guys that start matches. You need this and that. You need someone to hold the IC gold. You need someone to have the United States title. What are you talking about, man?
You guys are building him up like he's the next big thing.
He is!
If he's going to be a mid-carder, he ain't the next big
That's
thing. Straight up.
That's pretty big. That's pretty big. If you want,
that's not the next big thing. There's a difference. If you're talking about him being a mid-carder, cool. Let him be a mid-carder.
Right now, if you were a wrestler, you wouldn't take mid-carder. You wouldn't take IC Gold.
Oh, absolutely, IC Gold. Because when I was growing up, IC title actually
that
meant
was my
favorite.
It's not that time anymore.
It was,
but
what I'm saying is that matters. Having a championship on your way says the company has faith in
Thank
your skills.
You. That matters,
he,
man.
He can talk. He can move, and he can do the healing and the face thing. So that theme music changed.
First of all, we're way too far ahead. He hasn't even gotten out of NXT. He's been there for a bit.
When he's NXT
champion.
He
hasn't been there for a bit. Been there for maybe a year and a half.
Hey, there's been guys that already moved up.
People there for 7 years. Aaliyah's been there for almost 7 years.
Exactly. That's my point. You want to be a next Aaliyah? Hell no. Is that your goal too? You guys are like, you know what?
What?
This is the thing. You guys
Keith
are taking
will be NXT champion.
And I'm taking the whole meal. Because for me, I don't want to go to the playoffs. I want to win the Super Bowl. That's my mindset.
So when Keith Lee is NXT champion, that is the Super Bowl of NXT. then what will you say?
If what? If he's the NXT champion?
When he is. Okay. When.
He could be.
He will be. I'm telling you for a fact, he will be.
He could be.
He will be. And if he doesn't, he's going to bump right on up to the main roster.
Sure.
And make an impact. He will be the champion.
We've seen how many guys have gone over and not
too
made
small
an impact.
Damn,
Baszler, Io Shirai for the main event in a classic, man.
That was amazing.
First tag match for a championship in female NXT history.
Which is surprising. I thought it happened a lot earlier.
That was amazing. I said, Io Shirai, my new favorite chick right now. My new favorite chick went completely ham and eggs on Candice LeRae, beat the brace off her with a chair, suplexed her on the chair, was demonstrative and saying all kinds of Evan and Jeffin in Japanese. Nothing more adorable than a Japanese lady cussing and swearing and yelling. Oh, no, I love when they do that because they get their voice gets deeper. She has a little tiny voice, but when they yell in Japanese, it gets real deep and it's demonstrative. But, that's my thing when I was growing up. Okay. I like that. You know what I mean? You know, but, so konnichiwa to Io Shirai.
Wow.
Shayna Baszler retains the title.
I mean, she has to.
Yeah, why not? I think this is it for Io.
Absolutely.
She has three times, usually it.
Yeah, I mean, the grudge method Candice, I think.
Yeah. And Candice is going to be Mia Yim and Shayna.
And I,
ooh, Mia might get that. Think she'd be the one to dethrone her? They like Mia.
I think
they were trying to give us a taste when she beat Bianca clean. That this could be the future because she did something that, you know, people haven't done.
Right.
It's besides Shayna. I think they're trying to give us Mia. They might
Shayna and Io will both move up. And then it'll be Mia and Bianca going against each other along with everybody, like all the other females that they're going to bring out of the locker room that we haven't seen yet.
Yeah, yeah.
I think as Shayna moves up, Io's going to move up with her. Not necessarily, like, obviously together, but they usually move up a couple people at the same time.
Yeah, we're definitely seeing the evolution of the women's division. I mean, this cage match was brutal, but not in the gimmicky kind of way. And we established
the somersault off. Was it the somersault off the top?
Plays no games. Mm-hmm. Moonsault. Mm-hmm. Plays no games.
Mm-hmm. And also the third wave, as far as you got Candice, who was basically your veteran coming to the face. Mm. You have people like Reyna G and Jesse coming out there and doing more things, too. The whole division is great. I love the fact that we have a heel turn, essentially, in today's match, but totally justified because she was frustrated or whatever. But the way Shayna won was pitch perfect.
Yeah.
The fact that she caused her own demise, mm-hmm. I thought it was like, you can't ask for a better match than that. I know WWE and NXT always gets like flack for being like the main brand, but we got a little bit of a pay-per-view quality match right here tonight. Dug it.
I don't know, Jim, did you dig it? Was it up to your standards?
He's too tall, too short, too female.
Good match. I mean, you know, they put on a show, but I'm ready for this feud to be over.
It is over.
So, I mean, it was a good closure for it.
Yeah.
So it's a good way. For an NXT show, not as a takeover, you know, what else can you ask for? You know, you get a cage match and you get a good show. They put on a...
That was a takeover-worthy match.
Yeah.
They could have saved that for takeover. They could have.
But, hey, we deserve something on an NXT regular show because we haven't been getting that much lately. So, finally, mm-hmm. they put on a good match and something compelling that's pay-per-view worthy. So, kudos to them for doing that.
Yeah, that was dope. It was dope. You know, like I said, yeah,
and the win, like Flobo was saying, was just perfect
because
it wasn't like a clean one. It was a clean one, but it wasn't a clean one. And it's, you know, that's how they're building Shayna's character. And I honestly think she'll be one of the few individuals that when they cross over, they're going to have something for her to do.
Yeah, they have tons
of time to build it.
This reminds me of the Scarlet Witch, right? Like, oh, she's going crazy, but I understand why she's doing that thing. She's so mad.
I was like, this is my new chick right now.
For real.
Is it, man? Since they won't, you know, they won't push up some of you or my other boo thing.
And then maybe they're going to use Candice now because now they're French. So, like, you know, Io and Candice.
Everybody keep telling me she's the greatest wrestler since, Jesus. So
Candice is
everybody keep telling me that. But everybody keep telling me, like, dude,
he
owns
the title, man.
Dude,
he
she's so good. I'm like, Lord have mercy.
She's her in the ring.
She worked with Joey Ryan. That puts you over.
Candice is good.
She worked at bar wrestling.
Oh, she did. It was a world.
Candice's wrestling skills are really good. We just have yet to see her on the mic.
And that's where
the crux is going to be. Because if she's not great on the mic, then that's the thing that she has to work on.
Candice LeRae, y'all been telling me that she is the bee's knees.
Some fella. I thought they were going to attack
her. Can she be more over than her husband?
Yeah, I think so. I think so. Yeah.
No disrespect to Johnny Gargano. He is he's itty bitty, but that's what I do. The height thing, I do rock with you on Johnny. Johnny Little and Little. He's like Little and Little.
I didn't notice the show. I was like, he is kind of small. Like, now that you guys mentioned it before about Johnny Gargano.
Good music, too, right, Flobo?
That music is trash. Yeah.
I can't remember what it is.
It's just so weird.
That's your star, everyone. That's your star. That's your guy.
Cold, baby. All day long. Before we wrap this thing up, I got 2 minutes and 12 seconds to put on that TK boudoir, man.
Oh, late today. I've been waiting.
Oh!
He
got the.
Yeah.
Boy, was.
How can heel Jim turn heel? We're trying to decide right now. TK's blue ball. Does he want to dance for you guys today?
He'll give him a taste today. He only gave him a little tiny taste. He's too round. He's too square. He don't get the full. He only gave him a taste. He gave him a baby, a nugget.
Oh, my goodness. Well, definitely shout out to.
What's next?
He's a friend. He's a friend of a friend of the show from Women's Wrestling Weekly. So Shane Strickland, he's going to be making an appearance on the, what is it? The Breakout? Whatever it's called.
He's gonna make an appearance
on the Breakout Tournament. So shout out to him. So he's in the boudoir. Definitely shout out to Candice LeRae. I hope that this is going to mean that we're going to see her more.
Could this be the moment?
Right. And we're going to see what happens with her for sure. And then shout out to, oh my God, Street Profits.
Yeah. And shout out to my girl, Mandy Rose.
This is NXT!
It doesn't matter. NXT, I mean, Io Shirai, fine, you can have it.
There you go! Tonight.
Shout out to Jim's sister for putting up with
Jim. Yo, what up, boo?
All these years. Jim's and now you can put him on us.
What do you mean? This is a privilege.
And Uncle Merv.
Merv, what up,
and Barry Mack.
Yo, what up, Pop?
And Heidi Mack.
Yeah, what up, boo?
And are we shouting Rosenberg?
What? Wait a minute.
The real YT, what up, baby?
What up, man?
Who's Josh Tariff? Like, what is this whole...
Rory Senior. Senior.
Dad, y'all.
C-Town 247, what's good, baby boy?
Mandy Rose, Alexa Bliss, the Keith real Lee. People in America.
Kyle Franklin, what's good? We about to wrap this bad boy up. Jim, tell all the lovely people at home where they can find you pontificating and hating and disrespecting all my new prospects.
Well, since you guys can't get it, only 45 minutes is not enough of me.
It's not enough.
So for more of the Jim Alexander, you can go to @TheJimAlexander social media, realtalker.com. That's R-E-L, talker. And I'm all around. You know what's up.
Flobito!
Yo! At Flobo Voice on Twitter, at Flobito on Instagram, and Flobito.com. If you guys are going to San Diego Comic-Con next month, it's the Strange Bedfellows panel, the relationship between comics and pro wrestling. I'll be a panelist, so if you're in San Diego, come on out and see your brother.
Wow. Sophie said, oh, so sorry for his behavior.
Yeah. What the hell is this? Shout out to Sophie.
I'm
getting heat for my sister.
You are.
Shout out to Sophie. Sophie, you need to come on.
Come on the show, Jim, stay home.
My website is finally done. Added the last tweaks there, so go to tktrinidad.com.
I was like, damn, Flobo.
tktrinidad.com. Check out my new website. It has blog posts of stuff that I did. I did some motivational speaking stuff this Sunday. Also, you can go if you want cocoa butter, all that good stuff. You can go to centerincompany.com. If you put on AfterBuzz TV, you put the code there, you get a discount for all my AfterBuzz folks. And then you can find me on everything at TK Trinidad. If you didn't see me on Steve Harvey, you can see that there too.
Hey,
yo, shout out to everybody in the chat. People talking about sliding in Sophie's DMs, man. You better get on them. Somebody's Catholic talking about sliding in your sister's DMs.
Yo, Jim,
you gotta get on them. They talking about sliding in DMs.
Yeah, Rory said, hey, Sophie.
Every team at Instagram and Twitter, y'all better stay on Sophie's DMs, man. For real.
Because you're on Polish.
I'm going to see y'all next week, man. This is my full panel, man. I love them, y'all. Yo.
What's
the
letter?
Remember, we're not just the first. We're the biggest in the world. And we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or customers.